in sunny California. He has joined us before. What am I missing, Bert? Did I miss out anything? All right, that sounds great. And you know, we are always reminded from whence we came. And you know, the Bible tells us in Genesis 2, verse 7, "And God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Now, that verse is quite loaded for us, Bert. If we are made from the dirt, is there any similarity between the human body and the substances that make up the dirt?
Yes, as a matter of fact, when we talk about the dust in particular, whenever a person goes to dust the bookshelves or the furniture in the home,
yeah,
they're actually gathering up that dust. Sometimes when the sunlight streams in through a window in the house, you can see all the dust particles in the air. That is silica. And when we're dusting the furniture, that's silica.
Mm.
From a dusting group, which is one part silica, two parts oxygen. And then you mentioned that God breathes the breath of life into our nostrils. And to me, that means that oxygenation is important. And whenever we talk about sulfur, we're talking about oxygenation.
Absolutely.
But also into our nostrils. When you just read that, Peter, it made me think of the fact that we need to do a lot of deep breathing, and we need to breathe in and out through our nose, through our nostrils.
Absolutely. Absolutely, that's wonderful. And in today's society, we've lost the art of breathing properly.
Yes, and so much of it is stress related. But you've got silica, which we're made of, and actually, silica is in every living cell, plants, animals, and human. Every living creature, including plants, has to have silica in every cell. If you lose all the silica from any cell, then that cell ceases to be biologically living, and the cell dies.
Wow. So how does the silica compare? This is just a different question. How does silica, or is there any comparison between silica and calcium?
Yes. Calcium, in order to go into the bones and into the teeth and to actually be used properly in the body, requires silica.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times people will get a calcium plus vitamin D formula or a calcium one, and all those things are good, they're helpful. But silica is what attracts the calcium to go into the bone and stay in the bone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So silica definitely has a tremendous benefit upon the bony structure of the body. And you say every cell requires silica. Now, how does silica compare with the collagen that holds us together?
Well, collagen is made up of silica. So silica is what helps form the collagen structure, which is the most abundant protein in the body. So here you have silica, absolutely essential for calcium to form bone, and you have silica, absolutely essential for collagen to be formed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't that interesting? You go back to that scripture again, that we're made from the dust of the earth. And for anything to work in the body, it requires silica. For the retina of the eye and the macula, which is the center part of the retina, you have to have abundant silica in the eyeball.
And you're telling me that silica is a part of the makeup of the collagen that holds us together. Now, is it a major portion, or is just a little bit of portion of the collagen? Because we can talk about the collagen here in a minute.
Yes, it is a major portion.
It is a major portion.
In that case, you require more silica for the collagen than you do silica for the bones.
What are some of the other minerals that go into the makeup of the collagen? Right.
And so you have amino acids, and you've got, of course, water. You've got the hydrogen and oxygen. But with the collagen, you see how flexible it is. What silica does is it helps things remain flexible. When you have somebody that falls and their bone shatters, it's because that bone was brittle. So if you want the bones to be flexible so it can actually take a fall and not break, it's kind of like, you know, the trees in the wintertime, if there's snow on the branches.
Combination there, right? So the veins, silica enter into that, the formation of the veins and the arteries?
Yeah, you absolutely have to have it because, again, the arteries have to be flexible, especially because there's muscle in the artery wall.
Right.
And the arteries are what really pumps the blood throughout the body. And the veins have to be flexible, but you've even got these little collagen one-way valves, the little flaps all through the veins. And so that the blood, as we breathe deeply, or even shallow breaths, we're moving the blood from the extremities of the body, especially from the feet and legs, towards the lung and heart. And so it goes through these little one-way valves that are in the veins. And arteries don't have those valves. It's not necessary. But to get the blood back up from the lower part of the body towards the heart and lungs, collagen, plenty of collagen is necessary. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the little collagen flaps in the veins will leak.
Well, what about the skin? You know, sometimes, you know, as person age, the skin tend to droop, or especially if they lose some weight or whatever, we can see some issues with the skin there. What part does collagen play, or silica, in the skin?
Well, silica is very important in the skin, hair, and nails. All the epithelial cells and the epithelial tissue, everything from the small intestine, the hair, skin, and nails. Now, when you talk about collagen, is that layer between the skin and the muscle, and it's what holds the skin onto the muscle. So if you lose enough collagen, not only do you have wrinkles, but you have the droopy skin. If a person holds their arm straight out to the side, and they see that all the skin is kind of hanging from their upper arm, a lot of times that means that the collagen is not there to hold the skin to the muscle.
Okay. Now, I do have your chart here that talks about silica deficiency, different manifestation. We have thus far looked at silica, its role in the elasticity of the body, the collagen formation, which holds us together, and so on. But let's look at it from a different point of view. Is there different levels of silica deficiency and the symptoms associated with the different levels?
Yes, the more silica that we lose in our bodies, if we're not putting enough silica into our body, then our body has to borrow silica from various areas of the body. Mm-hmm. So if we have all the silica we need, then we would be at level zero, which means we have no deficiency.
Right.
If we start losing silica, that would be minus one, and then as we lose more silica, it goes to minus two. So at minus one, you have hair, skin, and nails, and the hair actually stores emergency reserves of silica that can be drawn upon in emergencies. Many women that are new mothers, after the baby is born, they'll have a lot of hair loss. Hair will fall out because the body has had to pull in that extra silica from the hair in order to supply the new baby that's growing in the womb with the silica for bones and for every cell of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And silica has to go from somewhere. I mean, that's one of the reasons the Bible talks about women growing their hair long, is so that they have sufficient silica for having children.
Interesting.
And so that's minus one, is if you lose a hair, skin, and nails. But if you go down to minus two, that means the body needs to start borrowing it from the collagen. It breaks down collagen in order to release the silica. Why does the body need silica? One of the biggest things, Peter, is that it has to, silica is used to protect us from the pollutions and toxins in our modern.
So level two, we have deficiencies. So it's borrowing from the collagen structure of the body. And so we're going to see deficiencies there, such as wrinkling and sagging skin. Now, as the deficiency of silica continues, what would be the next level?
Minus three is when you start having silica deficiencies in the bones and teeth. So a lot of times people will have teeth that are sensitive to hot and cold. They'll have bones that are getting more brittle instead of being flexible. Or that the calcium can't go back into the bone to replace missing calcium.
Okay.
So that's what starts happening at minus three. At minus four, you've lost even more, and people start seeing that in terms of
joints.
Yeah, especially with bursitis and with joints, you have special connective tissue in all the joints.
Right.
You don't want to be losing it from that area, but that's easy to do if you're not.
So you mean like the ligament, tendons, and muscles and cartilages will begin to show up the silica deficiency at level four?
Yes, and then as you put the silica and replace it and get it back into your diet, back into your body, those things can start to improve. But if a person doesn't, then they may slip down to minus five.
Okay, so now let's talk about minus five. All right, so what are we looking at? Where is affected at this point as a silica deficiency continues?
What will happen is that's where people will start to notice maybe spider veins or varicose veins. That means it's actually the body's having to borrow, you know, it only borrows silica from these areas of the body just to keep us alive, to keep us alive.
Right.
But when we borrowed it from the veins, it starts to show up in that the veins become more transparent. There's not as much silica in the wall of the veins.
Transparency. When you talk about transparency and I think about silica, I think about glass.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, but the vein wall, you don't want it to be as transparent as glass.
Right.
As silica is used in glass, but that's because silica is needed so abundantly in the eye.
Wow. So, okay, so we have the veins that begin to show up issues and problem, and then level six deficiency of silica, what are we looking at?
I believe it's for the arteries.
Yes, lack of artery flexibility and intestinal weakness.
Yes. And so it's wherever you have muscle in the wall of the blood vessels, which are in the arteries,
okay.
Muscle in the wall of the intestine, or even the stomach.
Okay, there are other deficiency levels, but what I want to look at, there are times we've heard that certain nutrients require some other in order to function. Is there such a thing with the silica? Is there a certain nutrient that need to be there for the silica to become available to the body?
Not as much. You just need to have plenty of water. You must be hydrated.
Okay, you must be hydrated.
So I would say that the two elements that have to be there for silica to be functional is the hydrogen, oxygen that we get in clean drinking water, that H2O.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of supplements that silica assists or helps, everything
right.
From quercetin or magnesium or potassium. All these things can be benefited by silica in the body. But in order to work, the only thing that silica needs is adequate water.
Adequate water. Wow. You know, I've understood that in the arteries, when there's dehydration, cracks and lesions begin to form in the blood vessel walls, and nature builds cholesterol and send it there to repair the damage that result there. So I see silica connection with the dehydration there as a definite problem.
Yes, yeah, it's the same thing. The kidneys are water organs. They need plenty of fluid in the water.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that feel like they have weak kidneys body longer, and water is what helps the silica get there. So I always tell people, if they have weak kidneys, make sure you're getting plenty of silica in your daily regimen, and that you have adequate clean water. Now, when we talk about water, you know, we're not talking about putting a lot of unfiltered or unpurified water in the body. That's not going to help us. But
right.
Clean drinking water.
So let's look at this here now. It's wonderful. Now, what are the foods that contain the silica that is so important for the human body? What are some foods that is rich in silica?
One of the foods that's the most rich in silica is brown rice.
Brown rice. Okay.
And I will often ask people, I'll have a group in a class or something or a seminar, and I'll say, okay, how many people here eat brown rice? And a lot of hands go up. And then I say, well, how many eat brown rice every day or almost every day of the week? And almost everybody looks and go, oh, no, it's only once in a while. I go, well, that's the problem, is we need to have a daily source of silica. So that's probably the highest, the easiest way to get. Another one is raw cabbage coleslaw.
Raw cabbage. Okay.
Yeah, if you cook the cabbage, then you would have to consume all of the water that it's cooked in. So like it's attracted to water and it'll go right into the water. But if you're just having shredded cabbage, our family loves to have green cabbage, red beets, turnip, maybe a little bit of carrot, and then we either use a real simple vinaigrette dressing that we make, or we just take a fresh orange, cut it in half, and squeeze a little bit of orange juice over that raw cabbage.
Okay, so we have brown rice and cabbage.
I don't know what is Brazil nuts, but again, I was talking to a person that had really grown up eating a lot of Brazil nuts, and they said, oh, yeah, it's a problem. He's eating 10 or 15 Brazil nuts a day. And I said, yeah, if you're able to do that, then but you can't just eat one Brazil nut and think you're going to get
good
silica for the day.
Okay. So there are food sources of silica that cause us to, if we put forth sufficient effort, we can get it in the food, providing the food does contain it. Now, I know there are many supplements on the market that contain silica. There is the Super Silica, which is the product that your company produces. Tell us about the Super Silica here, for instance, and its ability to get the silica into our system.
Yes, because the particles are so tiny, they're able to go right into the cells of the body through the cell membrane. But first of all, it needs to be an ionic or nano-sized or smaller silica.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that there are some other good ionic or nano-sized silicas by other companies, but you also need to have an electrical charge that's added to the silica ion, that molecule, so that it can be attractive into the cells where it's going to help every cell. The Super Silica has the highest absorption, Peter, of any silica supplement. And so when people come into your store, you can go ahead and show them what the Super Silica is. It's just the only silica dietary supplement that we've found in our clinical work that is able to help at the minus 5 level and deeper. And we will get a chance to talk about minus 6 or minus 7 or minus 8. More and more silica, what we're going to see affected. But Super Silica is the only one that works at minus 5 and deeper deficiency issues. There are some other good brands that will help that in minus 1 through minus 4.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to talk about the other levers next time when we do an interview. But so we're looking at in a practical way, just in case someone did not understand something. There's many people suffering from arthritis, particularly, and varicose vein and short-term memory, because that factors in there too. Is there a possibility that they could be missing silica?
Oh, definitely, because out of all the cells of the human body, the ones that need the most silica, or the highest concentration of silica is needed, are the macula cells in the center of the retina of the eye, is number one. Number two are the brain cells.
Yeah.
As we lose silica in the brain, then the connections in our brain those memories, that connection is broken.
Hmm. So if that connection is broken, it's going to affect our short-term memory.
Yes, and sometimes long-term memory. And so what will happen is we've got to get silica back into the brain along with enough energy. We have super silica, which is energized silica. As that goes into the brain cells, that helps the brain regain its normal shape that it needs to have.
Okay.
It brings all those connections closer again together. The connections can reform, and we can begin to access the memory that is stored in the brain cells.
Okay. In your clinical studies, we've talked about these lists in various manifestation of silica deficiency. Have you seen where, as a person begin to take the silica, some of these deficiencies actually begin to disappear or disappear altogether?
Yes, we have seen that. And you know, like I tell people, once you get rid of the really severe deficiencies of silica, you can find good dietary foods like we've talked about that will help you maintain that level. But yes, we have seen, Peter, that those things do improve. And that's why that silica deficiency chart you have, that those correlations were only discovered 10 years ago. So this is very recent scientific discoveries.
So why is it that we have not heard from our doctors about silica and its connection with arthritis, varicose vein, tooth problems, sensitivity, bone weakness, and all of these things? Why haven't we been told? Someone may be asking.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I would say that it's kind of just a medical secret. One of the things that surgeons that work on the back now, somebody has back surgery, there were a couple of doctors, surgeons, that started using silica gel, and they put it right in the open wound before they would close with sutures. So before they stitch up after back surgery, they'll use that silica in there. Only one or two doctors were starting to do that, and then they noticed that the outcome and the healing and the anti-infection was so much better. And so the word started getting around, and now more and more doctors are using it. They may be not talking about it, but it is definitely being used.
Wow, that's amazing. So we shall continue to discuss the silica and go to the deeper levels next time when we get back together. But of what we have talked about, just speak to someone listening, wondering, well, is silica for me? Should I try that? Am I deficient? After all that we have said, in 20 seconds or 30 seconds there.
Yep, they should come into the store to visit you, Peter, and look at the silica deficiency chart, and they'll pretty much know immediately if they have a lack of silica. And then from there, they can make a plan to get silica back into their lives.
Wow. Thank you very much, Bert, of Positive Power Nutrition. We've always had a wonderful time and do appreciate when you take your time to share with us these information on Super Silica as well as Cell Power. So listeners, if you want more information on Silica Super, you can come to Better Living Natural Foods, 731-279-0350. You can call that number or you can just come on down 70 West there next to the restaurant and you can get plenty of silica or plenty of silica information and much more information that will benefit you. And we thank you very much for joining us, listeners. Please join us again next week at the same time as we continue to show you that indeed we are from the dust and we need to supply the body with the nutrients necessary for building good health. Thank you, Bert.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, listeners, for joining us. Yeah, thanks, Bert. It's been wonderful, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm glad that you keep track of what we've already talked about. I kept thinking about the
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Oxygenation is.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can talk about that next time, and we can wrap up on the some of this other symptoms, other levels of deficiency with the silica. But that was good.
Thank you.
All right, so we'll touch base and make schedule for next time, Bert.
Great.
All righty. Bye-bye.
So here's your shop, and they go eat next door at Downham because it's in walking distance, and it's convenient.
Yeah.
Or you think it might be the other way around?
They probably come up from there, and you know, when they're going, they're pretty hungry, so they just want to get there and have lunch.
Yeah. So you don't see a lot of, I don't know, what do you call it? A lot of sharing customers between Downham Restaurant. When you're over Better Living. Yeah, Better Living.
I am not sure. I'm quite sure we got a few. Now that I'm going to be in the store, I'll be able to tell much better.
There we go. And I will come to your store sometime.
Yeah, I'll give you this brochure as well and silica. That's very interesting.
Perhaps I have a silica deficiency. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, you just might, man.
What does that involve, exactly? What's that do to you?
It's a nutrient for your cartilage and joints.